or wow, I really would like people to treat me that way, then put a star on it. And when we get all done, you know, when we close out of here tomorrow, you can look at it and say, oh, well, this is what's really important to this group because it has a lot of stars. And this is what, this one isn't very important at all. That's interesting. You know, and just observe it. It's not like it's right or wrong. Not like there's an answer. It's just what each of us feels we need. And it's a really good exercise because you can reflect on it from the perspective of your, and in conversation with your inner child. Okay. Again, our, that's interesting. Our, it's not just a goal. Our cutoff for today is 5 o'clock. And there's going to be, Frederick will talk more about this in the five, and depending on when we get done with the two proposals, he'll talk to us at the end by, say, 4:45, 4:50, something like that, and tell more about the bus and what we need for tonight. Okay, we don't have a, here he comes, good. So our next part of the agenda is going to the proposals, and we have two proposals, and when we look at these, the first thing we need to do is determine, is there someone willing to turn, we're going to do one at a time, is someone willing to look at that and make a motion that pertains to that, and we need it on a display. So right now, if there's someone who's interested in making a motion that can type it into a computer and send it to the link, or type it into the web page rather, not an email. What? We still don't have a proposal for them. I mean, we have a proposal. We don't have a motion. Okay. Okay. We will do it on the fly. Okay. All right. Jim?
Yes, I don't know if you're looking for a first or a second, but there's a proposal on the screen, which I would like to turn into a motion as worded to keep things simple. So I am stopping.
Thank you. As per a discussion that
yes. Yes.
Has that been done?
No.
Shall I do it?
Yes.
Great.
Hi, my name is Jim.
Jim.
I am reading the proposal submitted on November 28th, 2018 by the WSO Board of Trustees. Proposal 2019-7. This is on page 88, if you'd like to follow along in your binder. We propose that the following mission statement be accepted for the fellowship, : ACA creates a safe, welcoming fellowship for those who suffer from childhood trauma, giving them the tools to heal, period.
Thank you. Okay, so resuming then, is there someone who's willing to make this into a motion? Carol?
I move that the following mission statement be accepted for the fellowship. Quote, ACA creates a safe, welcoming fellowship for those who suffer from childhood trauma, giving them the tools to heal, unquote.
Okay, did you get that, or do we need to have a read that again, please?
I move that the following mission statement be accepted for the fellowship, : quote, ACA creates a safe, welcoming fellowship for those who suffer from childhood trauma, giving them the tools to heal.
Did you get that? Great. Okay. Do I have a second? Wait, first of all, we have a motion, all right? So now we need a second in order to have a discussion. All right, so we have a second. By Josh. Josh, he held his plate up. His. Yeah, okay. She got it. Okay. So now we have two microphones. They're not very strategically placed, and we have the remote microphone. So what I'd like to do is have people, it's a lot easier if, you know, I don't know how we're going to queue up here. All right, we'll walk it around. But what we'll do is we'll do two from the floor and then one remote. And two from the floor, one remote for the discussion. Remember, timekeeper, please. We have 2 minutes per person. Where's Ann? Yeah. Ann, are you with us? Okay. You ready to timekeep? Okay, great. Thanks. All right. So comments, questions?
Alexandra E. Adult Child. My group likes it a lot, but with a 13th Amendment, this is not a safe space yet. So we would like strongly encourage this motion to be reworded into ACA strives to create a safe, welcoming fellowship for those who suffer from childhood trauma, giving them the tools to heal. Because when you're a newcomer and you're sitting there and things are happening and you feel so alone and isolated and ashamed and don't know anybody, it doesn't say it's a safe space. It says it strives.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
So we consider that as a friendly amendment. And we have a second for the friendly amendment. So first of all, I want to make sure we got the wording of the amendment. We got that? Just that's the only change, correct? Yeah. Okay.
And for the recording, I'm seconding it. I'm Mary Jo L. from IL 212.
Okay. So,
yes.
Hang on a second. Carol, do you accept that amendment as a friendly amendment? We're going to vote on it, but. Microphone.
I'm a little shaky on Roberts, but strives is not a strong enough word. I would accept will, ACA will create, but strives is just, you know, it's like, it's not an action word.
Don't we have a discussion?
Yeah, so. Hang on a second. We've got a Robert's Rules of Order question going on here. Okay. My understanding now is that since Carol is not accepting the friendly amendment, that the friendly amendment is not on the table. It's taken off the table. And the and there's the opportunity for further discussion on the motion that Carol made. And if you have another friendly amendment, you can do that. Carol, I wasn't, I think it was just a yes, no for you. I think after a while you can make a friendly amendment like anybody else to your own, but that's my understanding, is that correct? Okay, so, Christian.
Actually, I have a point of order on this.
Yes.
I have a confusion about a friendly amendment. I understand that Carol has not accepted it as a friendly amendment, but would not Alexandra still have the right to propose an amendment that would be voted on separately? We don't allow amendments unless the author agrees on it. That's not my understanding how that works.
The only way a motion can be, a friendly amendment can be accepted and voted on is if the original motioner accepts the friendly motion.
I understand that, but
once the original motioner says no, I do not accept that friendly motion or a friendly motion, then the amendment is squashed. You go back to the original motion.
No, but what I'm asking is, do not other members have a right to?
They can
submit an amendment or introduce an amendment, regardless of whether it's accepted as friendly.
We're doing now is going back to the original motion. And if there's a friendly amendment to come to that motion, then it's back to Carol to accept it or reject it from there.
But, okay.
So let me see if I'm getting the question that you're asking. So you're asking, while it's dropped off the table as a friendly amendment, can we then make essentially an unfriendly amendment to that same?
I mean,
we have to finish.
Can I ask, this is Mary Jo, IL212. It's my understanding then, if she rejects the friendly amendment and that means it's off the table, if it goes to a vote and the group as a whole prefers the friendly amendment, we can vote down the original amendment. Okay, thank you. If she did not accept the friendly amendment, but if most of the people in the room like the friendly amendment and nothing else is proposed that everybody likes, then the group can vote against the original motion and a new motion can be made.
Okay. All right, point of order, Bill. That takes precedence.
From the Robert's Rules of Order on the website, an unfortunate custom has arisen whereby when a person suggests a friendly amendment, the presiding officer often turns to the maker of the motion to ask them if they would accept the amendment. If they agree, the presider sometimes also asks the seconder if they would accept the amendment. This is wrong. Once a motion has been made and seconded, as stated by the chair, it belongs to the group as a whole, not to the individual who first proposed it. It is the group as a whole that must accept or reject any proposed amendment. The maker of the motion and the seconder have the same rights as other members of the group, no more, no less. The chair should not, in what I'm reading here, the chair should not defer to the maker of the motion to accept the friendly amendment. It belongs to the body.
Thank you, Bill. What website is that? Okay, stand by.
So I think it's points of order at this point.
Point of information? Okay.
Yeah, Christian from Intergroup 2. Does this proposed mission statement take over from the existing mission statement, or are they coincident? Is it an addition to or a replacement of the existing mission statement of ACA? Thank you.
It's a replacement. That's my, okay. Thank you for that. That was the same question that was asked by my home group.
Same thing in this book.
Okay. Point of information.
Bonnie, Texas, 081. A point of information on our ACA procedure. We generally had some of this back and forth discussion before a motion is made, so that we know whether or not we even want to make this motion once we've figured out that there are these obstacles.
Well, okay, so let's get back to the point of order. And we have two sources now that say the same thing that Bill said, that the entire conference, all the delegates, own that friendly amendment now. So as a consequence, once it's seconded, hold on a second, Jeannie. So as a consequence, the next process, since we have that amendment made and a second for it, the next part of the process is to have a discussion on that friendly amendment, not on the original motion, but on the friendly amendment as it's integrated with the original motion. Does that make sense to people? So it's the full statement that was made by Alexandra, not just the word striving. Okay. Point of order.
Does DC 008...
Does.
Is it possible to have the new whatever we're discussing typed up there with the actual wording?
All right. Are these questions, I think Jeannie was first, and then...
Jeannie, IG 650 in South Florida. I am thankful for the safety statements that are being implemented within ACA, because something that I think that's very relevant is that crosstalk applies to before and after a meeting. And the reason that this is relevant is because I have been spoken to, like, harshly. So there's times that I don't feel safe in ACA. So that's why I really like this amendment, the addendum to the amendment. But I also had a thought, and I didn't know if Carol likes this, but it could be random. I don't want to open a can of worms. But if she didn't like the word, you used the word, Alexandria, strives, we could have aspires to.
Well, we're not.
But we're not there, so I'm dropping
we're
that
not
idea.
There. Okay, so thank you. And over here, Charlie, Liz.
Hi, Liz, IG 44, Connecticut. I'm wondering if we can have the original mission statement read aloud so that we know what we're trying to change.
Actually, what we're doing now is it's not a point of comparison. We're looking at this whole, and that was why I said it was the integrated statement that we're looking at. That's the amendment. And so we're looking at that not as a change to what Carol proposed. We're looking at the whole of the amendment.
Dahlia? ISR 0007, point of order. Don't we need to second the friendly amendment?
We had a second.
Oh, we did. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for asking that.
Benjamin, Maryland, 053. We're just a little bit fuzzy here. It says that there's no designated mission statement, and that says... This is to adopt, not replace. And we're reading this long statement that's on the website that explains what ACA is, a 12-step program of men and women who grew up in dysfunctional homes, et cetera. So this is not a mission statement, or it is? It's not a mission statement.
Okay, so
Bill D, Florida 140. The proposal, if you read under the argument in favor, it says the ACA fellowship currently has no designated mission statement, but various purpose statements or statements of the about the mission of ACA exist on documents. These are not uniform. They don't have a, we don't have a mission statement per se.
Okay. Let's go back. Is there somebody on remote? Okay.
Yes. Christopher, New York 0203. I apologize, I'm scrolling up. Okay. ACA doesn't magically create a safe space just by saying so. That's the point of the amendment, and using the word strives to.
Okay, thank you. And I thought, yes, thank you. I'm pointing because I can't remember people's names. I apologize.
Oh, I'm Tracy, Rhode Island 008. I'm wondering, should we vote first on having a mission statement? Should ACA decide, do we want to have a mission statement before, because writing a mission statement is kind of a big deal. So we're kind of jumping the gun a bit on writing one right now. We have to decide, do we want one or not? Seems to me.
We have had a motion to create one.
This is kind of giving us one here too, like it's like a double whammy, or this it's two things in one, the way I'm reading it. It's a, do we want a mission statement, and this is what it's going to possibly be, instead of how about first we just, do we want a mission statement?
I understand what you're asking, good. But I'm saying what has been proposed is that this become our mission statement. Bonnie, we have not, Benjamin, that would be a second call, so we'll wait, okay? Bonnie.
Yes, Bonnie, Texas 081. I think the entire thing, the mission statement as amended, or the admission statement, or the very idea that a mission statement, deciding that we need one, and then writing it and having it come from the board down is contrary to our process. Our process should be that it comes up from the fellowship's experience, strength, and hope. What they would want is a mission statement. I don't think that it should be written. Even the decision to write one should rest with the submitting party.
Jody. In the back, please. Oh, wait. You need a microphone so it's recorded.
Jody, Texas 0199. All persons in this room are members of this fellowship. It's my understanding that all members of this fellowship have a right to express a desire to enhance the fellowship in whatever fashion they please.
Okay. Pat?
Yeah, this is Pat H., California 1258. This was put in the ballot proposals to all the groups. All of you groups had a chance to vote on this as delegates, and it passed by 2/3. That's why it's here.
A point of information from the chair. It was a proposal that was voted on by 2/3. Not a motion.
Right, but that's why it's on the ballot right now, is your groups approve this. They approve discussing it, yes.
Yes. Okay, Josh? Hold on, I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, but wait, I think we've got...
Yeah, I wanted to make a comment as well. Jim R., New York 0187. There was a comment made about the this mission statement coming from the fellowship, I believe we would be a long time waiting for that to develop. The organization's been around for decades now, and there is no mission statement. So I think it's sometimes better for an organization to do something and then get the reaction, because the fellowship could make a proposal to say, oh, I think that instead of, you know, that we could use the word strive, and that would become a proposal rather than waiting. Otherwise, it's never going to be a mission statement, in my estimation. Thank you.
All right, now Josh.
Yeah, Josh, Intergroup 626. A couple things. These are more just like comments. So one is, what pops out to me is that we're talking about a mission statement for the fellowship. So remember, there's the fellowship and there's the board, right? So I think it's just important for people to keep in their minds that that is the body for which we are talking about creating a mission statement. And sort of shoot off of that, I'm seeing, you know, from the argument in favor, the following is from the OPPM. The sole purpose of Adult Children of Alcoholics World Service Organization is to serve the fellowship of Adult Children of Alcoholics. So just context.
All right, thank you. Have you, I'm getting lost. Have you already spoken, Jeannie?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I think we have one speaker.
All right, let's go.
Hi, my name is Niklas, Sweden, 0158. And I'm a little bit confused, if I may speak against this, but our group felt that we don't want to have a mission statement, because a mission statement is something that corporations use and organizations, and ACA is a fellowship. And we feel that maybe it's a little bit misleading to call it the World Service Organization, because this would trigger this kind of suggestions that we use corporate or organizational, I don't know what it's called. Yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you. And then Mary Jo.
Mary Jo, IL212. To complicate this further, I just sent a document to you, Jim, that the board back in 2014 at a strategic planning meeting discovered that we had three different mission statements at the time. And we had talked about then about reconciling them, and one of them comes out of the Articles of Incorporation. There was something different in the tax return, something different in the book. And so essentially, when the board came up with this one at another strategic planning meeting, it was in an effort to get some order to the process, that organizations, 12-step organizations, it's not uncommon to have a mission statement. And so Jim has posted what we had before, or what we found before, that we never actually reconciled, like I said. So that's it.
Thank you. Okay, anyone who hasn't? Oh, go ahead.
Hi, remote voter. Remote delegate, Suzette, IN0085. Quote, my group voted that this be discussed. We did not vote that this be our mission statement.
All right. So thank you. Is there someone who hasn't spoken yet on this topic? All right, let's go ahead. I guess Des is, you spoke before on the point of order. That was it. Okay, go ahead.
Des?
No, hold on, Des, and then you can talk. Okay.
Des, DC's 008.
Des.
There are three comments that were submitted with the ballot proposal when it was voted on by the groups, and I'm in favor of the language in those. So this would be a friendly amendment to the wording of the proposal. Sorry, can you go to the wording? Okay, for the sake of time, I'll say it out for consideration. I'm in favor of removing, changing the word suffer to affected.
We're not making an amendment to the amendment at this
okay.
point.
And all right. Well, that was my point. If you're not going to make an amendment to the amendment,
I don't think we can do that, right?
Okay. That's fine.
What has to happen is with a friendly amendment, in order for that to happen, you can make a statement that I prefer something like, and not make an amendment to it and say that I prefer a different wording, and then you could vote the amendment down and make another friendly amendment. Okay. Now, Jan?
Yeah. I'm Jan.
Okay. If that's the case, then my preferred wording would be ACA.
Just say, you know, what your objection to is in that wording.
Okay. So on the word suffer, I feel affected is more a better use of a word, and dysfunction is more inclusive than simply saying trauma, so childhood dysfunction, and also the option of eliminating the word the, so that we are proposing this as one option to recovery, among many others.
Okay. I think as long as it's not an amendment, I think you're okay saying that. Okay, now Jan. Third time's a charm. What? Stop.
What word instead of suffer?
Affected by, I believe, or effect.
Jan.
I don't think I have anything to say. Jan, RIG70, and every time I hear a new nuance and iteration, it's taking my thinking farther and farther from what we're discussing. I do think it's a good idea to have a mission statement. I like the idea that the word trauma is in there, although if this gets voted down and another word is suggested, I'd probably like that as well. I think if it's prominently posted, it would be, think of this as the entry point for some people who will see this and they'll identify with it. So we don't want to claim that we are capable of creating safe spaces, and we want to help people identify. So I'm in favor of having a mission statement. And our group did vote to include this on the ballot. As a ballot proposal.
All right, thanks. And we had someone in the back that had not spoken yet. Well, Jody's already spoken, so.
Mikkel, Denmark 004.
Hey, Mikkel.
Hey, guys. I just want to bring out a thought here that it seems to me that I am not having the feeling of a consensus arising here right now, which is predominantly because there is a lot of loaded words in this mission statement, which can be set in a lot of different ways. I have another one. Why does it only say state suffer from childhood trauma? I had youth trauma. I had adult trauma. Most of it was related to dysfunctional family. That's not mentioned here. It's a very important part of our organization and our meeting's purpose to deal with all kinds of family dysfunction. What I'm basically saying is, it seems to me that with the wording it has here, it has not, maybe it has, correct me if I'm wrong, but it might not have taken all these ideas and, you know, deliberations into account. And I think it would be wise of us to come up with a mission statement that has full support of this fellowship. And maybe we could get to that point if we either postponed it and had a new wording come out of it, or maybe we can get to this in this discussion, or we simply accept that we might have to wait with it. Just bring these thoughts out. Thank you.
Oh, Mary Jo.
I want to call the vote.
Good. Thank you.
Carol.
Pardon me, who
Carol,
called this?
Carol called.
Yes, you can.
Anybody can call the vote.
Hang on just a second, all right? And we had a second from Jody. Okay, point of order.
Please correct me if I'm mistaken, but what I'm seeing happening is this originated in the board recognizing that the board mission, there were three of them and they were inconsistent.
It was fellowship missions.
What says this corporation is a nonprofit benefit corporation. So that sounds like that's talking about WSO.
Okay, without going into it, it ends up as the corporation, in that sense, the WSO is the corporate extension of the fellowship in the bylaws. Yeah. We called the vote. Well, the question was a point of order about what is this really about?
Okay. It just seems to me that the problem is this is about.
Let's go with the vote. All right. So we're voting on the amendment. Right. The amended verbiage, which includes striving. And then once we have, if that does not pass, then we go back to the original amendment and have a discussion. All right. So all in favor of the amendment, please hold up your paper plates. Okay, 19. All right, all opposed. Yes, we're striving to. I got 30. Okay, the amendment failed.
Hold on a second. Oh, you didn't remotes. Include our remote.
Thank you.
Delegates.
You got to keep reminding me.
We have 8 in favor, 4 against from the remote delegates.
All right. No abstentions. Are there any abstentions in the room? Yes. Any abstentions online? So okay. So now we have. All right. Let's try it again. Any abstentions in the room?
Only because I forgot to vote.
There are paper plates that are going up and down, and I can't count that fast. All right, will you please put your plate in the air if you have abstained? All right, you have 5. So our tally is? Motion is the friendly amendment is defeated. Okay. All right. So now we are back to the original. Can we get what we voted on the friendly amendment that said striving. Okay, so now we're back to the original motion. Is that up there now, Jim? Okay. All right, in this case, Des was first and followed by Jeannie.
Aspires.
Actually, that's perfectly fine to collaborate.
Thank you, sir.
Gets us out of here quickly.
All right. I would like to make a friendly amendment. The wording to ACA aspires. Okay. ACA aspires to create a safe, welcoming fellowship for for those affected by childhood dysfunction and trauma, giving them tools to heal.
Yes.
Family. Okay, family, yes, yes.
Say it again, please.
ACA aspires to create a safe, welcoming fellowship for those affected by All right, safe, welcoming fellowship for those affected by. A. The effects of. The effects of, with the E.
No.
No.
That's.
Okay, just affected by. The people have spoken. I love this collaboration. Good job, people.
You can do it here.
Family dysfunction and trauma. Family dysfunction and or trauma. No. All right. Everybody cool with giving? Offering? Okay. Giving them tools to heal. So strike the before tools.
Okay. My neck doesn't sustain me turning around and looking up like
okay,
that.
Okay. Pass.
Is that, have you got it? Okay. We have a second. Where's the second? Who was it? Sharon, was it you or was it somebody online?
The second was Christopher, NY0203.
Okay. Okay. So we are now discussing the Second Amendment, which is now the only amendment. And it's been moved, and it's got a second, so we can now proceed with discussion. Bonnie, were you ready to talk? Mary Jo, I didn't understand if you were ready to talk. Okay, let Mary Jo.
Yeah, Mary Jo, IL-212. I don't know if this is appropriate now, but I'd like to make a motion to table this, or is postpone it, and that perhaps a working group be created to do this, because I'm not sure.
All right, second by, actually, it's, yeah, that's right, we need a second to postpone. All right, so, Christian, I'm sorry.
IGO2.
Okay. So now we need to vote on the postponement, which we can do even though we're in the amendment. So, what's that? Yeah, it's postponement to a formal working group. That was, I think, what was the important part of this. Okay.
Can I ask a question?
A point of information here.
Mary
Secretary Joe, can I ask a question about your motion? Can you put a time limit on that, or do you not want one? Like, bring it back to the next ABC, or?
Actually, if you want to do that, that's great, but you don't need to do that. You can settle it to an internal process. I mean, legitimately. Okay. Laura. We've got an amendment and a second, so we can go ahead and discuss it. Postponement.
Could table this, and then if I'm like, this is a question, and then if we have enough time after 9, could we pull it back off the table?
After 9.
Like when we vote on the next proposal.
Oh. We're not going to make it.
Okay. Just asking. Thank you.
And working group is part of that proposal. Okay, Bill.
Point of order. According to what I'm reading in the delegate manual, tabling a motion means moving the discussion to a later time during the same conference.
No, we said postpone. Laura's the one that used the word table.
Sorry.
Jeannie? No, we're on the postponement, not tabling. All right, so we're in the discussion. Do we have any more discussion of the postponement? Okay, Dahlia, and then Jim.
Okay, Jan, our IG-70. So I'd be in favor of not, I don't know how you do this, because it seems like the mechanics of Robert's Rules kind of overtake the content of the discussion. So what I'd like to do is vote on what's up there, because I personally like it, and I think my group would like it. And then if it goes down, then let's table it.
The way that you have to do that now is we vote on the postponement, and you'd have to vote the postponement down, and then we could do that. Okay. So Jeannie has called the question. And I think Liz beat Christian by about a half a second on the second. Right? Call the vote is Jeannie. Or call the question. I'm sorry. Call the question is Jeannie. And then second is Liz. Yeah, let's restate the motion for postpone.
Okay, my motion is to postpone the this motion to, well, postpone the idea actually of creating a mission statement and put it into postpone it to a working group who will wordsmith or come up with a motion to bring back to the ABC next year, that one that has been thought out well by the fellowship, members of the fellowship who are willing to be on this, in this working group to do so.
Okay, so we have a call and a second. So how many in favor of calling the question?
Postponing.
Okay, we don't have to vote on the call of question. I'm sorry, my understanding of Robert's Rules is that we've had a request that we call the question, which means vote on. But that means how many people are ready to vote. Our next vote is on calling the question. All right, so are you ready to vote? No, this is not voting on postponing it. This is voting on whether we're going to vote on postponing it. All right? Just, okay. All right, that's a simple majority. Let's move on then. All right, now we have passed that we're going to vote on the motion to postpone. All right, all in, All in favor of postponement, according to that motion. All right. This is postponement, in favor of postponement. One, two, three. All right. Okay, all opposed. I got 21. All right, remotes. We remembered.
Remote voting, 4 yes, 9 no.
Okay. And so that's 4 yes, 9 no. Any abstentions in the room? 5. Okay. And then and among the remote delegates, none. Okay. So the motion carries.
We have 39 yes, 30 no, and 5.
Okay. So the motion carries that we will postpone this and have a working group. Yes. What's, Charlie?
This is moving forward. What I'd like to say is I think typically this kind of writing development effort will fall on the literature committee. I'm giving a special report tomorrow. I will include next steps on moving forward. I'm hoping people with different opinions on this will speak to me.
Sharon?
Point of information, I think. What's the vote count?
We had 39 for, 30 against, and 5 abstentions. Okay, Des, is this?
Point of order. Is the minority allowed to speak on this?
I think there's no, hang on, I'm not gonna. All right, so what is there, if you have a concern that might change everybody's mind, then?
My concern is that we just took a decision from a room full of, 50, 60 people, and narrowed it down to a working group of, I'm guessing the people who voted to postpone it are gonna participate in the working group.
Okay, that's not a point of order. That's actually an assumption. And what was stated was that it would be brought back to the ABC next year.
That is not what I understood. I understood that a working group was going to be created and that the literature committee was going to be a working group committee to work on the wording of this.
But then the question was asked, what would happen to it or when would it come back? And it was stated by next year's ABC.
I will explain the process more in depth tomorrow on development teams. They are all invitation teams. So in other words, anybody wants to be a part of it, they're a part of it. But and they're intended to be very fellowship inclusive.
Thanks.
Can I say something? Just really, people are not understanding that the committees are not WSO. The committees may be formed by it, but they are not WSO. The committees are membership. The committees are the fellowship. And that's who come up with this. It's not okay. WSO.
Yes. All right. Now, so we're going to move on. And we will let Charlie talk about this as a process tomorrow in his talk. That's not a motion. All right. And we're going to go. We have to move on because we either get this proposal done or we don't. Well, we have some time tomorrow if we have to move to this one, but that's going to be pretty lean, the time tomorrow. So let's start with Proposal 9. Thank you.
Hi, Jim. And this is the proposal. Proposal submitted on November 28th by NY0176 in Brooklyn, New York. Proposal 2019-9. We propose that ACA adopt the following statement and to post it prominently on social media, websites, and literature. Quote, ACA is an inclusive organization and open to all. We strive to create an atmosphere that reflects the diverse communities we serve and where everyone feels empowered to be their full, authentic selves. Close quote.
Do I have a motion? Go ahead, Bonnie. Need a speaking stick.
Bonnie, Texas 081. Brief point before a motion is made that if this becomes a motion right now, before there's a discussion or anything, we're going to run into the same wordsmithing on the floor during a motion problem.
We don't have a choice with that. We have a proposal. We either discuss it as a motion or we don't.
I do not believe that's the actual process here, because this is one of those things where ACA has its custom how we've done things up until now ahead of Robert's rules. And we clarified this in Austin in 2015. Out of the discussion will come a motion or not. It's proposals. There were proposals at that conference that did not result in motions because there just wasn't the support to bother or that it would be problematic.
Point taken. Go ahead, Jim, and then Josh.
Hi, I would like to make a motion that we discuss the proposal 2019-9.
Okay, as soon as so we have a motion and we have a second. Is it Nicholas?
Hi, I'm Nicholas, and I'm from Sweden, number 0158. And I'm a little bit confused now because we didn't vote on the last one if we wanted it at all. I mean, maybe half of the room didn't want it, and now we're sending it to a group. So I'm a little bit concerned about how we're going to do with the next one. I think it sounds like a really good idea to discuss first and then see if we have a motion. Thank you.
All right. Josh? I thought I saw somebody else's hand up back here, but it didn't reappear.
So I assume now, are we in discussion or are we?
Yes, we are in discussion.
Okay.
We have a motion and a second. We're discussing it.
Okay. I think. Oh, God. Here we go. IG626. Okay. I figured by now. Jeez. I think this is a really important idea. I personally am not too hung up on the exact wording. That's just me. I'm pretty comfortable with it the way it is, but I think the spirit of this is super important. That's all I want to say.
Thanks, Josh. Bill?
Bill D., Florida 140. I would be in favor of this motion as it's worded, because basically it adheres to the tradition that the only requirement for membership is a desire to cover from the effects of childhood dysfunction, abandonment, whatever the wording is that we have. As being ACA is an inclusive organization and open to all. So it's, to me, it aligns perfectly with the tradition of the only requirement for membership is a desire to recover from the effects of family dysfunction. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. And we had Christian, and then behind Christian, and then
Christian Intergroup 02. It's my home group that proposed this proposal, and I just wanted to give it some color. The reason we came up with this, we wanted to come up with a diversity statement, and we workshopped it for about half a year. And we actually proposed something similar last year. It's not really in the minutes, because the minutes are incomplete, but I didn't want to bother with that. So this is a second attempt at asking ACA to recognize that diversity is an issue. And in Brooklyn, our home group is probably 50% non-white and 50% white. And I've really become sensitive to what it might feel like to walk into a room of people that don't look like you, and the added barricade that is to coming into a recovery process. And so I became, I'm a white man, so I don't personally feel affected by this, but I became sensitive to this issue living in Brooklyn. And so that's why I want to speak in favor of this. Thank you.
Thanks, Christian. And I don't remember your name behind Christian. So.
No, my name is Axel, Sweden 005. I just have a question. Is there a problem with posting on social media websites and literature? Is this our own platforms or other platforms? Thank you.
Thanks. And actually, we've got Jim R. here. I'm not sure. That sounds like a point of information, and I don't know.
Jim R., Brooklyn, New York 0187. Along that same line, my concern is not with the statement itself, but when it says post it prominently on things like literature, would that include trifolds? Because the space is kind of limited. So when we make that statement, it could be confining. It might not work.
Okay, thanks. And then I saw Sharon.
Remote delegate Christopher, NY0203. Some meetings are closed and not open to all. I agree with the suggestion in the comments, quote, add at the end of the first sentence, affected by childhood dysfunction.
Wait. Is that an amendment that's being proposed? Well, we're in discussion, but okay. But I thought he was saying okay. Just a comment. All right.
We will ask and get back to you.
All right, Jeannie.
I'm Jeannie, Florida Intergroup 650. I think it's important and well written, and I would like to call it a question, which also means call to vote. Shall I put that in the form of a motion?
Oh, so can't make a
minute. I'm making a motion. Call to vote. Call to question. Can't do it.
Oh. All right, so we can't call the question in. I did miss that word. I did miss discuss. Okay. As a motion. All right. Okay, Christian.
Christian, intergroup two. I'd like to make the motion that we accept this proposal as worded up above.
Okay, got Benjamin over here, got first, second. He got the first, second. So Benjamin, Christian has made the motion, and Benjamin seconded. Benjamin is Maryland 053, Christian is intergroup 202. Sharon?
Remote delegate Christopher, NY0203. Friendly amendment to add at the end of the first sentence, quote, affected by childhood dysfunction.
Okay, so that would read, ACA is an inclusive organization and open to all affected by childhood dysfunction?
Yes.
Family dysfunction. Which was it?
It was childhood dysfunction.
Okay, childhood dysfunction. And then the second sentence stands.
New York 176 accepts.
We had a motion and it was seconded.
And it's accepted.
Okay. It's accepted. All right. Friendly amendment. Can we do a friendly amendment on the table? We didn't vote on the friendly amendment. Okay. That's right, yeah. Yes, yes. Okay, so...
Sorry.
Wait, hang on just a moment. All right, so there's a friendly amendment that hasn't been seconded. Sharon, is there some comment on that?
Yes, I've made a mistake. The friendly amendment is to add, at the end of the sentence, affected by family dysfunction.
Okay, affected by family dysfunction. Okay. ACA is an inclusive organization and open to all affected by family dysfunction. All right. Do we have a second for the friendly amendment? All right. Bill, I saw yours first, Bill. Oh, okay. Good. Edmund Doss. Intergroup 606. Okay. Chris... Oh, I'm sorry. The friendly amendment was by Christopher of New York.
New York 0203.
0203.
I just seconded.
And that, yeah.
I don't know whether Bill or
was
it? Yeah. Are you seconded?
He seconded a friendly amendment.
Yes.
Bill deferred to him. Okay. All right. In the back first, and then Jeannie. So we're now discussing the friendly amendment. ACA is an inclusive organization and open to all. What was the next wording? That affected by family dysfunction. We strive to create an atmosphere that reflects the diverse communities we serve and where everyone feels empowered to be their full, authentic selves. So in the back.
Hi, I'm Hannev, intergroup 582. This, I'm not sure if this is appropriate right here, but I wanted or would have liked to further discuss the actual proposal, and then there was just this motion, and it was seconded, and then we jumped to the motion, and then we jumped to the friendly amendment of the motion, and okay, that's fine, but if I can just say my original idea here, amended with the friendly amendment, that I think it's good, the amendment, but the sentence should end there. It should be only the one sentence, because the second sentence goes beyond what are the diverse communities we serve. Is it us, really? I mean, of course, we want to include
all diverse communities, but do we serve? I mean, it's kind of confusing for a non-English speaker. Thank you.
Thank you. And Jeannie was next, and then Bonnie.
Jeannie, Florida IG 650. I was going to call to question, which means call to vote.
You were going to, or you are
calling? I shall do okay. So right Thank now.
You. All right.
Thank you, sir.
So the question's been called. Dave? Second. So Dave is seconded. Indiana, or Wisconsin, 112. Okay, so now we're voting on calling the question. So all in favor of, remember, this is not the vote on the amendment. This is a vote on, are we going to vote on the amendment? And the idea is, while they're counting, the idea for that is to say, is everybody satisfied with discontinuing discussion? There is a real purpose here. It's about, is everyone willing to stop discussion?
Everybody got their hands up then?
Everybody that's voting for the calling the question, that is. All right, all opposed. Okay, and in the room first, any abstentions? Yeah, 4, 5, 6, okay. And how about remote?
Remote delegates, we have 9 yes, 3 no, and 0 abstentions.
Okay, so the motion carries. What was the total? I had 41. Okay, so 50. Okay, and how many no's? 15 no's, and 6 abstain. Okay. So now we will vote on the motion that was proposed. All in favor? Yeah, let's read it again, even though I think it's up behind me, right?
Oh, okay.
Yes, Bill can do a friendly amendment. Oh, wait a minute. No, you can't, because we had we've called the vote on the friendly amendment, not on the original. No. We voted on whether we're going to discontinue the discussion, which is what calling the question is. Okay, so now we have the friendly amendment on the table, and that's what we're voting on. Is that the final wording? Okay. Yes, so we're voting on what's behind me. All right, all in favor? I didn't. All right, I'll try it again.
Oh. Yeah, we're really okay. All right, so we've got 5, 6. Point of information, or hang on a sec. Yes. Yes. Yep. Good point. Microphone.
No one heard it. So it's Bernadette from representing CAN 328 Canada. So I just want to clarify. So if we vote to accept this, it's the amended. Statement, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And it's as it's written now.
As I've been assured, as it's written now.
Okay. All right. And then that's it. There's no further. It's accepted.
If the amendment fails,
yes,
then we go back to the original.
So there could be further discussion then.
If the amendment fails, but it looks
okay.
No, I'm not going to say.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we're ready to vote.
Point of order.
Point of order.
It's been requested that we read the amended motion so everyone in the room can hear it.
Okay.
As written, not everyone may be able to see the screen.
We need a microphone up
here. I've got one here.
Okay, Charlie.
Okay. We propose that ACA adopt the following statement and to post it prominently on social media, websites, and literature. ACA is an inclusive organization and open to all affected by family dysfunction. We strive to create an atmosphere that reflects the diverse communities we serve and where everyone feels empowered to be their full, authentic selves.
The only correction is it's not a proposal anymore, it's a motion.
Okay.
Okay, got that? All right. So unless it's a point of information or a point of order. We're going to okay.
No. So,
and we've got to move.
Process, right? Remember the thing about like we're taking a vote to take a vote? Are we right now voting whether or not to accept that friendly amendment since we already had determined that's not the original motioner? Or are we voting whether or not to? That is the motion that we're voting on. You see what I'm saying? That is not clear to me.
I see what you're saying, but the amended motion is what we're voting on. No. We vote on the amendment, all right? We vote on the amendment. And the amendment is the whole thing with the new words. It's not just the new words by themselves sticking out in the middle of the air, okay? Yes, this is it. This is the last point of information or point of order because we're gonna leave here in 3 minutes.
Yes, this is Dominic from Germany, GER 0035. Just wanted to make sure that we are not only voting on the quote, the text in the quotes, but also that it is posted prominently on social media websites and literature,
that
right?
That is correct. That's why I said that okay. It is a motion instead of I propose. Okay? All right. All in favor. On this section only, because we're having trouble reading. On the left side, my left side, all in favor, raise your paddle. All right, I got 7, 8, 2, 4, 6, 8. Okay. All right, middle section here. Down, Jeannie and back, put it down for a minute. Okay, go ahead and if you're voting, all right, all in favor in this section. Okay.
yours up or down? Down? Okay. 12. Okay. All right. Everybody else in the room. Two, four, six, eight, 10, 11. Okay, 11. All right. Are you voting or not? Okay. All right. All opposed. Okay, abstentions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6. Got that? Okay. Remotes. Oh, are you voting or is this remote we're talking about now?
Remote.
Okay.
12 yes, 0 no, 0 abstain.
Forty-two yes, 22 no, 6 abstain.
Greg, there's a call for a minority report. Minority opinion.
Yep, call for minority report, okay.
Does DC 008, the statement that's been voted on sounds a whole lot like a mission statement with a very narrow focus from which we've heard from. The majority of people we've heard from have been from New York, and this is a global fellowship, which I don't think this particular thing, which I am in favor of, my group is in favor of, but I don't believe that it trumps being posted on prominently on social media websites and literature, unless it's part of a wider mission statement, which we do not have at this point in time, so therefore I'm opposed to the statement.
Okay. We had enough people for that had opposing views. We can go with two more minority opinions if desired, minority reports. Yes, Bill. Point of information.
We haven't adopted this motion yet as it stands, correct? We just voted on the amendment.
We voted on the amended statement.
The friendly amendment is what we voted on, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we still have a vote to...
We didn't vote on the word strive.
That's what you voted on right there.
I understand the concept of friendly amendment, but when I wanted to make a friendly amendment, you said you had a friendly amendment on the table that we had to vote on.
Yes.
So then we voted on that friendly amendment, and it was adopted.
Yes.
So the amendment was adopted.
Which included the original statement.
The amendment is the amendment.
We need to, I'll tell you what we need to do, and this is a, we need to end, so we're going to table this, not postpone it. We're going to table it till tomorrow morning, or till tomorrow when we do the wrap-up of this. Well, we have the vote. We need to have. We have a real difference of opinion on how the amendments. We will come in tomorrow with Robert's Rules of Order position on this. And if as a result, hang on, folks, please, we want to get out of here. Please listen. All right, we are going to confirm or deny. What it is I thought we just voted on. And when we do, it may end up with a justification for a revote. All right? I don't believe that, but I can't hear you.
I was just saying that whether or not you decide what we voted on was what we actually voted on, because a minority opinion was given, it calls for a revote from the majority, at least asking the question if there are any of the majority that have changed
their
position.
Yes, you're right. You're right. Yes. Got to go. We're done. Thank you very much. We reconvene at 9 a.m. tomorrow. You can leave your binders in here. Wait a minute. Hold it. All right. Everybody stop talking, please, and stay put. Stop talking. Stay put. Go ahead.
Okay. Frederick again. I will only repeat what I said before. The buses are leaving 5:30. So be on time, because if you miss it, you miss it. And it's in front, outside the reception. So thank you. Yes, you need your badge that says you have paid for it. We have the list, but bring your badge. Thank you. It's number 11 for the Swedish TNT.